The Wombats mit Oceans auf Flux FM. Ein Stück Musik, das untergebracht ist auf der Deluxe-Version ihrer aktuellen Platte Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life, die 2018 bereits im Frühling erschienen war. Jetzt kommt die Band nach Berlin. Heute sind sie im Astra live zu erleben, beziehungsweise in der Columbia-Halle. Bei mir im Studio ist Murph, der Sänger der Wombats. Er hat es zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's Friday, you know, the TGIF thing happening.
You've got it. You've got the buzz.
I got the feeling. Yeah. So how are you doing today? Where are you coming from, actually?
We played in Tilburg in the Netherlands last night, and before that Belgium, before that Paris. So this is the fourth show out of four.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So it's going to be this show, and then you're having a few days off again?
Then 1 day off in Cologne, okay. And then Cologne. Yeah, there's only about six more shows left of this entire album campaign.
Wow. And I think you've reached a point where it's kind of like enough, I guess, because the album came out in 2018, the beginning of
February,
2018.
Almost a year ago day.
So it's been a while.
I think it was a year ago to the day.
To the day?
It might be, yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On 1 year of Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life. What a beautiful reason to party.
Exactly.
So, it's been a busy year for you guys. You've not only toured the album on your own, you've toured with like big names, with the Pixies and Weezer and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, that must be, it must be a bit intimidating, because those are the guys where you think like, should I meet my heroes? Is it going to be okay to hang with Rivers and Frank?
It was a dream come true, and it was like so nice just playing 30-minute sets as well. We were the first on. It's all Pixies and Weezer fans, so there's really nothing for us to lose. So it was, in one respect, the really relaxing tour, and both bands were amazing to us, and we got quite close with the Pixies.
They were
like lovely guys.
Lovely,
yeah.
And that must be
just
like
cheese and red wine, basically, which is pretty much the same as us. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So there was this one thing that you could bond over.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
cool. Cheese? You like cheese too?
Yeah.
Nice. What about some wine?
Let's hang.
Cheese? Yes,
yeah.
Let's hang. No, that sounds really good to me, because I would have been a bit scared to meet those guys, because, you know, I'm a bit scared whenever I do an interview with a band that I like, because I'm like, oh, I hope the guy's not a really big asshole, because I like his music so much and I don't want him to destroy that.
I've had a few of those experiences where you do meet your idols and it turns out they're kind of dicks, but it's very few and far between. And also, like, you know, people probably think I'm a dick as well sometimes, but the reality is I've like slept for 2 hours on a tour bus, and I'm just exhausted and don't really have anything to say. So that's what, whenever I've kind of met someone and thought, you're a bit of a prick, I just imagine them like kind of bouncing around on a bus for a year and think, oh, actually, I'd probably be the same.
Yeah, that's true. There's this one gangster lyric that I have in the back of my head where he goes like, don't be quick to judge, because people have their own kind of thing.
Yeah, shit going on.
You know?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's better to not judge too quickly.
Yes.
When you meet someone like that. We've just listened to Oceans. That's kind of like a new song that's been put on the deluxe version of the album.
Yeah, we did.
Where did that come from? Did you record it during the sessions of Beautiful People, or was it, because it sounds a bit differently?
The plan was to record it, and the plan was for it to always be on the extended LP.
Okay.
But we didn't have the time, so we recorded that and a song called Bee Sting and another one in Oslo.
Ah, okay, in Tort's studio.
Yeah, well, the studio above. Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Studio,
cool. Yeah. And that's another interesting fact about the Wombats nowadays. You all live in different cities. Tort is living in Oslo.
Yeah.
You are living in LA.
Yeah. Dan is in London. Yeah.
And I've read that you're saying that there's advantages to that, because, I mean, obviously you've been on tour for a whole year now, and you don't want to necessarily hang around with those guys when you're not touring. But, I mean, the distance is pretty big. How many?
I guess we're so fortunate that we've traveled so much in our career that it doesn't seem like that big a distance anyway, because everyone's always going from LA to London. It's like, it's just like kind of one of those routes you have to take if you work in the kind of entertainment industry, I think. So in that respect, I don't think it's that big of an issue, but it's nice for me because I kind of get my, time to myself, and you know, it's not like they're knocking on my door saying, come on, let's get together, or where are the songs, or we want to write, where are you? You know, it's like, this is definitely kind of my space now, which I think has been really helpful for me.
It must be interesting to move to LA kind of as a man coming from England. The climate is totally different, and it must be kind of freeing to not be like in the middle of the London scene, where like, I mean, I think that there's people in LA recognizing who you are, but it might not be as many as in London or something.
I don't know. I'm quite fortunate. There's no like paparazzi chasing me anywhere, so it's fine. But I do. I think I was in London for kind of too long. London's, it's just a brutal city, as I'm sure like Berlin is as well. 9 years was enough for me. I just love the pace of life and, friends and family in LA. And I feel like the culture over there is much more optimistic and like positive, which I found in London, it wasn't so much.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of better for being a writer or whatever.
Oh, really? Because I mean, Berlin is like, during the winter time, it's like a really negative city. Everybody hates each other.
Yeah.
And if I went to Los Angeles now, I would like hate everybody there for being so friendly and open-minded. You know, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you smiling at me? It's only Wednesday.
Berlin in the summer is like the best place in the world. People are jumping into canals and all sorts. Yeah.
Schizophrenic city, basically.
Yeah.
Bad during the winter time, but during the summer, it's like perfect city, basically. Yeah. Let's listen to the version of Turn that features Dagny.
Yeah.
That was recorded, I think, in Norway as well, in Oslo.
Well, her part was, yeah.
She's a Norwegian artist and Tord, I think, got her into the session.
I think it was our manager, actually. Oh, okay. I don't know, it was her manager or something, and we asked if she was up for it. I mean, she's got such a great voice, and I love her song, so it was great that she said she'd do it.
Yeah, so she's featured in the first verse, and you'll pop up later in the song. The Wombats mit Turn featuring Dagny auf Lux FM. Wir quatschen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter, Murph und ich, und dann verlosen wir noch Tickets für die Show heute Abend. Turn auf Flux FM featuring Dagny aus Norwegen, die hier mitmachen durfte. In dieser Version, die Nachturn ist auf der Extended Version des immer noch aktuellen Albums Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life, das im Februar 2018 bereits erschienen war. Das zweite Album, glaube ich, in Folge, das mit Mark Crew als Produzent entstanden ist. Da kann man ja auch nochmal drüber sprechen. You've worked with Mark Crew for the second time, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Again.
You've
worked with the same producer in two consecutive albums.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something new for you. And how was that? Why was that? Was it because there's a certain trust thing happening between you guys now?
Or? Yeah, we just kind of...
Or were you just too lazy to look for another guy?
No. We're such kind of close friends with Mark that it just seemed to make sense. And it's just easy. We can communicate with him in a way that we haven't really communicated with a producer in the past. And there's not really this like producer artist barrier that there was before.
I think this is it's a vocabulary thing sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you find a guy and you want to talk to or a woman that produces your record, and you want to talk to them about your music, and then there's this one group of persons or people where you have to explain, and they still don't get it. And to the guy that you trust in, you'll be like, I need a more bluish color on the guitar or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'd be like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Also, the atmosphere is so good because we're all just constantly taking the piss out of each other, and it's just a really kind of fun, happy, productive atmosphere. So it just really makes no sense, I think, for us to change anytime soon.
So you're making fun of each other all the time, or
Oh yeah, just cool. Endlessly.
I think that's a good thing because it takes away some of the pressure that still is there. I mean, even if it's your 10th album, you still feel some pressure, I think, when you're recording.
Yeah. That's the thing. I guess it doesn't feel like a pressure cylinder with Mark. It feels like we're just having fun and not overly thinking it, which is, I guess, it is a good thing.
Yeah, it's the most important thing, I think. I mean, you don't have to not think about your art at all, then it's rubbish as well. But as soon as you start overthinking stuff, you stop recording, you discuss too much, and then it's all down the drain.
When we need to be serious, it's all serious. When we need to have fun, it's all fun. And when we're being too serious, he calls us pricks.
Nice technique.
Yeah.
I have to keep that in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Sounds like a functioning thing. Since the others ain't here, we can talk about the fact that you've discussed lyrics with the band for the first time for this album.
Yeah.
How is that for you? Will you do it again? Is that something that forces you to write differently, or what are your feelings about that? How did it work? Because I've read interviews with the others and they were like enjoying it. I think Tord was like, I've never felt comfortable with writing lyrics, but to contribute to them felt good for me.
Right. Wow. Okay. Yeah, no, there were four or five songs that we kind of got in a room and wrote together. And obviously I'd be like, well, I've got this, what do you think of this or whatever? And they would say it's good or it's bad or whatever they like. But we weren't all really like sat around kind of writing lyrics together. But definitely we were creating a song from the start to the end, which was something that we hadn't really all done together before this last album. I really enjoyed it. And it was kind of a place that I knew I had to go to anyway, rather than hogging the limelight and, you know, being like, oh no, this is my thing, whatever. It's good that we can kind of, I can be in LA doing my own thing and then we can get together and you know, flesh things out and write together as well.
Yeah.
So I think it just makes it, it's a bit less stress on me as well.
Yeah, I think when it's done in a good way, it's good for the music, it's good for the lyrics, it's good for you not being too stressed.
Yeah.
And it's good for the relations within the band, you know, because as soon as you've like talked about the lyric before you started recording it with the singer, you might feel a bit closer to the song as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You're not only in love with your own bass line, but with the entirety of the song.
You know, it's definitely... it's definitely the healthy path to take after kind of 14, 15 years being in a band together. Yeah.
Well, I want to wish you the best of luck for the next 10, 14, 15, 20 years.
Thank you so much.
I hope that you're going to be back with new music soon. I mean, it's been a year. Have you started thinking about new music already? Have you?
Not yet. I've got lots of... I'm kind of working on another project at the moment, my own thing for the first time.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm kind of scared about that. But yeah, just recording that at the moment, and that's going to come out in April or something.
So, and that's going to be under your name, or?
No, it's going to be presented like a kind of bandy thing. It's not going to be like Murph Goes Solo or anything. So yeah, I'll be recording that up until the summer, and then they're coming to LA in April. Keep on ticking along.
Yeah, cool, cool, cool. So as soon as you've finished recording that other project, or as soon as there's something new that you are ready to tell us, please contact us and let us know, because I mean, we're already waiting
for new stuff.
Definitely
will be.
Cool, cool, cool. Okay, The Wombats waren bei mir im Studio heute Abend. Findet das Konzert statt in der Columbia-Halle, und wer dort noch hin möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der kann uns jetzt noch ganz schnell kontaktieren unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wir haben Tickets für die Wombats heute Abend in der Columbia-Halle. Da werden die ganzen großen Hits nochmal gespielt aus den Jahren 2007 bis 2019. 030 2000 9000. Meine Kollegin Lena Mempel schreibt euch auf a Liste. Merv, thank you for visiting.
Thank you so much.
Say hi to the others.
I will do.
We'll meet again, I think.
Yes.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.